some weed? Why do women bleed? Can I plant my seed? There are many types of questions, and answers are all we need. But the most important question, we all agree: how will you feed? How will you feed?
I don't know. How will you feed? Brought to you by
American Leak Detection and Taco Cabana.
A very controversial video has been making the rounds up here, Corby.
Yes.
One that we have all seen, and I got to tell you, I was at once amused, astounded, and shocked by this.
I was inspired.
Yeah, that too. That too. Because it showed me that that there are still things to learn out there. Now, the sponsor of this video is in here with us. And let's say hello to him. It is John Fahey, heard every weeknight on the Top 10 after we're done, right here on the Little Ticket. How's it going?
Well, at the moment, I'm a little bit nervous, but other than that, things are going great. Top 10's in, ready to roll. So
he's good.
Let's do it.
He's good.
Why are you nervous?
I have no idea what to do right now.
What's there to be nervous about?
Because, look, listen, in my wildest dreams, I never imagined that I would get to meet either one of these two gentlemen, much less be on their show. So right now it's kind of like,
well, that was conquered on Thanksgiving.
But that's not the same. I was over there, like, there was that's glass true. Separating us.
Nobody was listening.
Then
you got to take him home.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
Also, ride the Fahey Mobile.
Yes, I got to ride in his 1979 Buick Wildcat.
Oh yeah.
So Mino asked me, he goes, "Man, have you heard about this Fahey video?" I'm like, no, I've heard nothing about it. He said, well, when he was in college, was it UNT?
Mm-hmm.
He was in UNT, he had to do a video, a project for, was it an RTVF class?
Yeah, it was radio television announcing.
Okay, and what was the actual project?
It was a 5-minute ad-lib video on how to do something.
Could have been anything.
Do whatever you want.
So a how-to video.
Yes.
And so the first thing that popped into John Fahey's head on how-to was the Hange.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I don't think we need to go any further.
How to administer a hange.
Yes.
Yes, the proper way.
And if you got kids in the car, turn your radio off.
Yeah.
This is something they're not going to want to hear.
They're already going to ask you, Daddy, what's a hange?
Right.
Trust me, if it's a boy, he'll find out soon enough.
Just go somewhere else for your sports talk, just for a few minutes.
If your kids are 5 or below... anything else is fair game.
Go away, Baton.
About 14 or below.
So, you decide to do this, and did you ask anyone in the class from some sort of authoritative position whether or not this would be acceptable?
Not at all.
You just did it.
Of course. I've found that it's always better to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission.
He's right.
That's true.
YOLO.
And also, I have the syllabus. I mean, I have it somewhere. It just said... 5-minute how-to video on whatever subject you want. So I took the ball and ran with it.
And then how long did you have to prepare for this?
This was the last project of the year. So a whole semester, like 16 weeks or something like that, however long.
So did you tell anybody what you were doing? Anybody
I told
in class
one
or
person.
Anything?
Well, as soon as he told us about it in class, I kind of like blurted it out, but like underneath my breath. So like the two people who were sitting next to me heard what I said. And one of the kids in the class I kind of became friends with, and we would hang out. And he would always be like, so are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? And I'm like... I guess so. I mean, I haven't really thought of any better ideas.
Now, did you actually have to do this in front of the entire class?
The entire class wasn't there because it spanned 2 days. But most of the class was. I would say like half of the class. There might have been 30 people in the class, and one day 15 people were there. And, you know, all those 15 people did their own demonstration right. videos while everybody else ran all the camera operating equipment. So this was a live production. You know, it was like live okay. television production.
So yeah. you weren't in some room by yourself Not with a camera set up on a tripod or anything like that?
I was in a studio with four of my classmates, because there was a, you know, a studio director and then three cameras. And then in the control room was my teacher and, let's say, eight other students.
Okay.
So there's an audience.
Yes.
A live studio
oh,
audience.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Are we talking guys and girls here?
Yes.
Now, the only way to do a how-to video concerning how to administer a Hange is to do it with props, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So where did you go to acquire your props?
I went to this place called Priscilla McCall's.
Okay. And you bought what?
I bought
a phallus
symbol that had a suction cup on the end.
So you could just, just stick to the
so
table.
So it would stick to the table so that,
right.
you know, so I'm not like having to do one of these.
Right.
So.
Right.
You and it worked out better that way, I think.
I think it did too.
You bought that and then you brought up your own lube.
I went and got some, yeah. All this took
now,
place.
Did
like,
you have this stashed away at home, or did you have to go buy it, what?
I bought it, let's say, 2 or 3 days prior to that, and like I had put a limit. I was like, if this thing cost, I don't know, X amount, then I'm not doing it. I'll change it. I'll do something else, because right. I'm not spending a fortune just to do this once and then never use it again. But
yeah.
it just happened.
It couldn't have been that expensive,
no,
could it?
No, it was only $20. And
I mean,
so I was like, I'm great.
But I mean,
what
most
are
you gonna
people
do then? Do a video on how to open a can of corn or something, or what?
I would have just come up with something.
See, most people probably in your ilk, my ilk, you don't know what a dill costs.
Never.
If I would have said, like, you would have walked up there and they would have been like, that'll be $73, you'd have been like, damn it.
I guess that's how much it costs.
Yes, because you really don't know unless you're, you know, in that type of business. So
let's roll.
You get up there and you put the suction cup dill on the table.
Right.
Flanking it are two
bottles of, lube, yes.
of lube. And here we go. And so here is the John Fahey Hange class project in college.
Hi, welcome into Fahey's Helpful Hints. I'm your host, John Fahey. I'm here to talk to you today about something that, from my experience, you know, most women are a little unfamiliar with. Maybe it makes them a little uncomfortable. So I'm just here to help you ladies out. Maybe, you know, give you some helpful tips on how to give a proper hand. Okay. Now, there's two very important things to go along with every hand. It's lubrication and pressure. If the balance of lubrication and pressure is off in any way, then the hand is just not really going to be that enjoyable for the man.
It's true.
So here's what I want you to do.
All right, at this point, Mike, is there any way, and having seen this and reviewed this, as you have, can you imagine doing this in front of people in college?
Absolutely not. I'm not anywhere near as edgy as he is. There is no way I would have done this.
No. And plus, I mean, you must have had a pretty good sense of what your professor, how he would gauge this, because
it was a guy.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
And I knew
let's say
that
it was a real prude
right
woman that you kind of got that sense, you know, a 65, 75 year old woman, you would not have done this.
Never.
It had to have been some sort of fairly hip guy.
Oh, he totally is. He's a great dude.
Okay.
Step one, lubrication. Look, let me show you. No lube on here. It's hard. I mean, it's hard to get your hand up and down. I mean, oh, look, you pulled it off, and trust me, that's what it's going to feel like for the man. So
he literally yanked the whole thing off the table.
You see what just happened, ladies?
And that's the way it's going to feel for the man. Trust me.
Get your hand up and down. I mean, oh, look, you pulled it off. And trust me, that's what it's going to feel like for the man. So what we want to do is get something like this. This is be a vino.
This is B.
I was just as
nervous
then as I am now.
Oh,
can't you
dude
see my hands
yes
are shaking?
Yes, I can. There's no way I could have done this.
No way.
Get something like this. This is be a vino. You want to get the fragrance free, because anything with scents in it can get into the little hole in the front and burn.
I
you don't
think
want that.
It's got a name, Fahey.
Just a tip.
The little hole in
the front.
It's funnier the way I put it.
It really is.
It's really not a urinary tract infection. It's a little hole in the front infection.
Oh, that is so great.
And it can get into the little hole in the front and burn. You don't want that. So then you can also use, you know, personal lubricant, a.k.a. KY jelly. This one's my personal favorite, so let's get started. What we're going to do is we're going to get nice and good fat glob of it there. You see that?
It was really gross watching this. I when know. He said a big fat glob
I
of it.
I had a hard time watching this part.
Anyway, so what we'll do, less is never more in this case.
That doesn't make
so
sense.
So what we're going to do is we're going to just get it up and down there real slow, right? This is the one. This is the technique that I call the bicycle pump. It's like you're trying to air up a tire, right?
And he is going at it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're working that thing.
Yep.
Right? And you're going to keep getting faster and 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 faster. And then, you know, but there are some other techniques. This one I like to call the pepper mill. You want to get both hands involved and go up and down. You see that? You see that motion? It's the pepper mill. Look. Fresh pepper. And then... Fresh pepper.
That's my favorite line of the whole thing.
Fresh pepper.
You see that motion? It's the pepper mill. Look. Fresh pepper. And then, ladies, when it's time for the dynamite to go boom, you don't want to have this thing pointed at your f- or your So just kind of point it in a safe direction. Over here. So...
You should see how matter-of-fact he is, too, about
this
the...
This is my favorite part of the video.
Over here. So casual.
So just kind of point it in a safe direction. Over here. So, that's how you do it. So long. Come back next time. We're going to be discussing the ins and outs of... salad.
Wow. Over here.
In the face!
All right, so you're finished with this. People have got to be dying laughing.
Yes.
Could you hear your professor in the other room?
You can actually hear it bleed into my microphone on the video.
The laughing?
That's why I started, like, getting really loud, because I was afraid that they wouldn't be able to hear me, or, like, all you would be able to hear was them coming through the microphone.
Could you see them through there,
no.
too? Okay, it was like
but
a black...
But the door was open, and you could definitely hear them just cackling away. My professor was the one who I could hear the loudest.
So what'd you get?
100.
He got a 100.
He kept it 100.
You got 100?
Yeah. I graduated magna cum laude, thank you.
That makes sense after watching that video.
Okay.
You know, you had a very interesting look in the video, too.
Yeah, that was a
transition
period.
You had your Dumb and Dumber haircut.
Haircut and like a Styx t-shirt.
It was the police.
Oh, the police.
Now, was this before or after the month or so that you spent... behind bars?
Oh, this was only 2 years ago. This was right before I graduated from college. So
this was young John on his way up to the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
This was the final project.
You were squared away by then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You definitely. Were headed in a particular direction.
I was headed
that
in,
would lead you here.
In an upward direction, I guess. Yes.
Yes, as it were.
So to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well
it's
done,
good
young
stuff,
man. Well done. Very impressive.
Just for the record,
I can.
Were I your professor? A++, man.
Yeah. I'm gonna see if I can work on the pepper mill tonight.
Fresh pepper.
Fresh pepper.
All right. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Community quick hits are all the way.